Morning Watch, Colossians week 3, Christ, the mystery of God and the body of all the shadows. Colossians 2 verses 1 to 17. Tuesday, Colossians 2 verses 4 to 7. This I say, that no one may delude you with persuasive speech, for even though I am absent in the flesh, yet in the spirit I am with you, rejoicing and seeing your order and the solid basis of your faith in Christ, as therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him, having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Related verses. Romans 8, verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. Ephesians 3, verses 17 to 19. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Ephesians 2, verses 20b to 22. Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom all the building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 2, verse 5. For even though I am absent in the flesh, yet in the spirit I am with you, rejoicing and seeing your order and the solid basis of your faith in Christ. Note 1, Spirit. The human spirit indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Note 2, in. Into. Colossians 2, verse 6. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Note 1, received. Christ is the allotted portion of the saints for their enjoyment. To believe into him is to receive him. As the all-inclusive Spirit, he enters into us and dwells in our spirit to be everything to us. Note 2, walk. As we have received Christ, we should walk in him. Here, to walk is to live, to act, to behave, and to have our being. We should walk, live, and act in Christ, that we may enjoy his riches, just as the children of Israel lived in the good land, enjoying all its rich produce. The good land today is Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit, who dwells in our spirit to be our enjoyment. To walk according to this Spirit is the central and crucial point in the New Testament. Colossians 2, verse 7. Having been rooted and being built up in him and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Note 1. Rooted. Like plants, we are living organisms. As such, we have been rooted in Christ, our soil, our earth, that we may absorb all his riches as nourishment. These riches become the element and substance with which we grow and are built up. To be rooted is for the growth in life. This rooting has been completed already. To be built up is for the building of the body of Christ. This is still going on. Both these matters are in Christ. Note 2, in. In the faith here means in our faith, the subjective faith by which we believe. portions from the life study messages. Paul realized the importance of being rooted in Christ. He knew that it was a serious matter to be transplanted from Christ and to be rooted in something else, such as heathen philosophy or Jewish ordinances. He wanted the Colossians to see that philosophy was not the soil in which they had been rooted. They had been rooted in Christ. He is our unique soil. Having been rooted in Christ, we now are being built up in Him. To be built up is for the building of the body. Although we have been rooted, we are still in the process of being built up. This is a corporate matter as well as a personal matter. A building is not composed merely of one item, but of many items that have been fitted together. We need to be rooted in Christ and also built up in the church. Paul was concerned lest the Colossians be distracted from Christ and the church. They had been rooted in Christ, but they still had to go on to be built up in the church. In order to be built up corporately, the Colossians had to forsake the Judaistic observances and the heathen ordinances and philosophies. Otherwise, they would have been transplanted from Christ and rooted in something else. Furthermore, they would have been led astray from the church life. Whenever we take in some kind of philosophy, ordinance, observance, or practice in place of Christ, the church life is annulled. We are divided from those believers who have different opinions concerning these matters. Those who are preoccupied with such things will eventually cease to care about the church life. How crucial it is to be rooted in Christ and to be built up in Christ and in the church. In this way, we experience Christ as the mystery of God.